Majorette's house. Imposing house with a quadrangular floor plan with a solid and steadily appearance of fortified residential typology built by the Ferrando family. The exact time of its construction is not known, but from its stylistic appearance and the neoclassical artistic elements, it can be concluded that it could be dated to the mid-19th century. From the analysis of the urban structure, with straight streets and uniform widths, as well as the plots with equal dimensions repeated in width and depth, it can be deduced that it is an action plan following the criteria of neoclassical urbanism. The facades are flat and homogeneous with a very regular composition with a predominance of symmetry, hierarchical holes in the horizontal and vertical arrangement. The frames are finished with flat moldings, slightly highlighted on the surface of the facade. The access holes are made with a frame of greater importance, highlighting the one corresponding to the main axis. The corners of the facade on Sol Street have two sentry boxes with loopholes on the heights of the main floor. One might think that these are formal solutions or simply whimsical. The justification was the defense of the house against the attacks of organized bandits that proliferated in the area during the 19th century. From the ornamental aspects, it is worth mentioning the rigor of the composition. It is remarkable the importance of the corbels located in the lower part of the cornice, the straight moldings of the axis holes, but above all the formalization of the sentry boxes. It has attached to the end of the facade of Sol Street a chapel that had a piano with access from inside the house.